With Trav and Lowe's.
Late nights with Trav and Lowe's.
So I put a poll out on Twitter before I came over here, and I asked them. I had four kind of, you know, what do you guys want to hear about tonight? What are the topics you want to hear about? Give them four options. And they voted, and the lowest voted one was the one we did last week.
Oh, was it?
It turned out. Well, but when I started writing it, it wasn't the lowest. But like, I started writing, I was like, okay, it looks like they decided. I started writing it and checked back. It became the lowest one. So hope you guys liked Elevator Pitch last week. And the top rated one got 43%. Is called Selling Your Ideas, which is interesting because, you know, Twitter has like a limited character count when you're trying to write the title, like the options for the polls. And I had to rephrase the title from, and this is what it was, complex projects need clear messaging.
Oh.
And I had to rephrase that to be called Selling Your Idea.
Okay.
Which is funny because the other one was a super complex title.
So, and you sold the idea of,
well,
making it simple.
I was like forced, by the character count, I was forced to simplify, and it turned out better. Like, it was the highest voted, you know, option.
That's
on
right.
The poll. It's kind of funny. So we're talking about selling tonight. We're talking about selling your ideas, but mostly, I mean, really, the same principles apply. We're selling anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Selling your skill, selling your product, selling your idea, all pretty much the same.
Okay.
Question, when do you need to sell?
Always.
ABS.
Automatic braking system.
Always be selling.
Oh, yeah, that thing.
Automatic brake system. Okay, so let me tell you a little bit about my experience recently at Google. This is kind of why it's stirring around for me. I'm realizing that it's not enough for me to make good work at Google. The organization is so big, and there's so many other people doing good work, and the people in charge, the managers, the vice, whatever, they have so much going on that they can't go digging for work to find out if it's good or not.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It has to be visible, and they have to be sold on it.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be convinced that it's the right thing. They can't. It's not self-evident. When I was working in small organizations, it was a little bit more self-evident. You know, there's one source for design.
Yeah.
If you need some design work, or if you want to see what's been designing, go to that one source.
Nice.
But now, you know, this is a complex organization, hundreds of people.
Yeah.
I'm talking about just search, right? Just
mm-hmm.
Hundreds of people, hundreds of designers.
That's insane.
I don't know if it's hundreds, and a lot of people.
A lot of designers.
A lot of people in the design organization. And, you know, it becomes my priority or prerogative. It becomes my responsibility to make my work visible and to pitch it, to really sell it to people who are the stakeholders.
Okay.
And this boils down to me realizing that, like, I need to start selling my ideas.
It's crazy.
Not just making them and putting, you know, posting them where they should go, right? Not just giving them to my manager or whatever.
Here's what's cool is that this is good practice even better at a smaller company.
Sure.
Because you will stand out even more.
Yeah.
You will set yourself apart as a professional who knows what he or she is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And by selling your ideas even at a smaller company, it's just like, oh, okay, this person's got it.
Yeah.
I get it. All right.
I mean,
yeah,
this
I'm
is
sold.
This is, it's legit, is what it is. This is like higher level.
Legit.
Design work, right?
I like that.
Like, okay, so it really is a mature kind of thing to think that you're like, okay, now, I mean, this is not just design, right? This is like anything,
mm-hmm.
any idea, any, like if you're a mechanic and you're like, you know, we should change to this different kind of spark plugs.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're going to have to sell that idea.
Yeah.
You can't just because it's true or the right option, it will save you money. They are better spark plugs. Just like random example. Probably, I don't know if any of our audience can relate to that. But
architectural dance clubs.
Yeah, my examples
spark
lately
clubs.
Are so out there.
Spark clubs.
Spark clubs. You got it. You're the winner. Okay, it may be true. They might be better and cheaper. They're going to benefit the company. but that doesn't mean that anybody's going to listen to you,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So there has to be an element of salesmanship. There has to be a concerted effort into selling that idea.
And that's part of your design process. It should be.
It should be. It should be built into what your job is.
Mm-hmm. And that's a paradigm shift.
It is, yes.
It's a huge paradigm shift.
Yeah. So I'm thinking about this a lot lately, and I'm not perfect at it. I'm just kind of like noticing where I'm falling down,
mm-hmm.
which is funny because I've been involved in marketing design for a long time. I was a salesman for a long time,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like relearning how to sell, you know, and how important it is. Which is interesting too, because I mean, if you think about like the breakdown of what work you do, right? Like let's say you're tasked to design the page. How long does that take? You know, maybe a half an hour, maybe 5 hours, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But now that you take that time and say, okay, let's say you spend 1 hour on a project.
Okay.
How much time then do you invest in making it visible and selling it, positioning it right? You know what I mean?
At least equal to, if not more.
That's crazy, dog. I spent an hour of my life on this thing. Now I have to spend another hour just making sure people know about it,
mm-hmm.
and know about it in the right context. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Isn't it crazy though? But it's not, because it makes perfect sense.
It makes sense. It's socializing your ideas.
Socializing your ideas. That's exactly the thing.
Mm-hmm.
That is the exact language that people have been telling me. Travis, mm-hmm. you need to like... I'm getting this feedback from people at work. Like, yeah. Travis, you need to be better at socializing your ideas. Exactly that. So this podcast is not me like being perfect and telling you guys how to do it.
Yeah.
This podcast is me realizing that there is a big gap in my skill set,
mm-hmm.
and socializing that. You know, like being honest with you guys. Let's work on this together.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And so I did a research.
I did one research,
please. I did some research and developed this kind of like paradigm or the strategy for how we sell our works. You know, I was listening to a podcast, Sean West, our friend.
Mm-hmm.
He says that his breakdown of actual in his case, he was making like a video course.
Creation.
Doing the work on the course, mm-hmm. creation, compared to how much time he how much time he spends socializing it, i.e. promoting it, marketing it, 80-20.
That's a lot.
That is a lot, but it makes so much sense.
Four times the amount.
Let's say you made the perfect thing.
Okay.
But nobody ever sees it. And when they do see it, they don't get the context, or they don't understand why, mm-hmm. right? They don't have the why.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it is a perfect thing. I mean, if things can be perfect, which they can never be perfect, mm-hmm. but this thing is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter. Waste of time. Waste of time, because nobody saw it. and those people, the very few people who did see it, didn't see it the right way. Waste of time. And it's perfect. It yeah. brings tears to my eyes. It's so beautiful and perfect. I sleep at night and dream about it. It's so perfect.
Yeah, what's crazy is that
I would sell my children for this thing.
You have to show it in the right way, and showing it isn't enough.
I hope I underlined that. Enough. Doesn't matter. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. It has to be showing it, and this showing it enough, what you just said. This, it's a cadence, right?
Mm-hmm.
How often do you share? So we have mechanisms at work to, you know, share. We have like a folio and things.
Okay.
And what do I do? Just post the final product and expect people to understand it? Or do I take them on the journey, sharing every step, every revision, every round, every idea,
mm-hmm.
taking them on this journey, letting them know where I'm at, where I'm thinking, what I'm going, what led me to the conclusions that I did finally arrive to?
Mm-hmm.
And how many exposures did they get to my idea along the way,
mm-hmm.
rather than having to decipher something at the end?
That's right.
Right?
Exposures, a cadence.
Cadence.
Hmm.
People, Sean, again, hey Sean, if you're listening to this, what up, bro? Sean says people don't remember announcements.
Mm-hmm.
They don't respond to announcements. They respond to
consistency.
Consistency. Right. And that's what I'm saying. So I have the habit of thinking like, I need to wait till this is right to share it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the wrong strategy.
Good.
I need to start thinking like, okay, here's my initial idea.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my initial 10 weird ideas.
Right.
I do the ideas. I do them all. Like I'm not, okay. Listen to me.
I'm listening to you.
One of the topics that we skipped that I didn't talk about tonight, which was on the poll, was iterate to win.
Yeah.
Right? I'm doing this project where I'm designing a certain module. I number the versions that I do. I'm at 107.
Nice.
Okay? I'm not bragging. I'm illustrating.
Yeah.
When was the last time that you heard of somebody doing 107 versions of one single, not a page, a thing on a page? 107 versions. That's a lot.
It's a lot.
Okay.
Of versions.
It is. And I'm thinking, why haven't you gotten it right yet, Travis? Well, shut up. That's not the point. Okay. So I'm so worked up about this idea that I can't even talk about it straight. I can't even deliver a good message about it tonight.
No.
Well, I'm going to try.
Go for it.
Okay.
This is good.
So, we've established that there is an important need for selling your idea.
Mm.
If it's ever going to take hold in anybody's mind, become a valuable thing to them.
Right.
To sell it. There's this guy named Nicholas Boothman, who's the author of Convince Them in 90 Seconds or Less. That's his book. Convince Them in 90 Seconds or Less.
The audio version is 5 hours long.
That's awesome. What if it's like you get the audiobook and it's 5 hours of him like, yo, convince them in 90 seconds or less. All right, good job, done. And it's like 90 minutes of that, or 5 hours of that. Okay, so, but think about it. 90 seconds or less, that's pretty quick, right? Like, why? Number one, how? Number two, why that short? Well, think about it for a second. If you watch a television commercial, how long is it?
30 seconds to a minute.
Yeah, 30 seconds is long. Usually they're 15 or 30 seconds.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A magazine ad, you're flipping pages, they have less than 3 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And they accomplish what they do. These are proven avenues of marketing and advertising.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason that ad buys on television are the priciest out there.
Correct.
Because they do work. Right?
Yeah.
30 seconds or 15 seconds. And they're making a statement. They're making a connection, emotional connection. They're creating a desire within you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so he says 30 seconds or left. In fact, he says, if you go over 5 minutes, you've lost them.
Mm.
It's done. Why are you even talking now?
Yeah.
Over 5 minutes and you've lost the sell, mm-hmm. the sale. So you've got a lot of things to worry about in 5 minutes. And actually, let me think about 5 minutes. Have you heard of this thing called confirmation bias?
I have heard of this thing.
Confirmation bias is the tendency that we all have to look for things that confirm what our ideas are.
Mm-hmm.
So if I love, who's the guy? Trump?
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump. If I love Donald Trump, and you're like, Donald Trump is a racist, and he's a bigot, and he's a warmonger, I'm going to say, do you mean that he is powerful and that he wants to protect us and keep us safe? I'm going to translate everything that you get. Even if you show me video clips of him telling me that he hates XYZ and that he's going to do, and it's diametrically opposed to my values, and I'm still like, no, that's not what he meant. I'm going to look for something. I'm going to grasp at anything.
Okay.
And that's confirmation bias.
Right.
So, If you're just bombarding somebody and you're doing it like this and it's going on for a long time, confirmation bias will disallow us
mm-hmm.
to change our minds over time. It's not about time. It's about some very specific and important things. So our friend, what's his name here?
Boothman. Okay.
So Nicholas Boothman, the author, he says that there are three things that you need to get across, and they all kind of happen at the same time,
okay,
in order to sell within, let's say, 90 seconds. 90 seconds. Number one is trust. Number two is clarity of message. Number three is emotional impact.
Okay.
Trust, clarity, emotional impact.
Okay.
All right, so let's talk about trust. Trust is actually really difficult to do. I mean, especially in those moments where you don't have, like, how much FaceTime do I have with the vice president of search, right? probably zero or one minute in 6 months. You know, like never. Like one time this not even a VP, but this director of something, she's like, "Oh, I've heard of you." And I was like, cool. like that's it. But that's all I've ever said to her.
Yeah.
You know, and she makes decisions about my work all the time.
Right.
Right? So the way that I gain trust with her, it has to be fast.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to come from first impressions. Mm-hmm. Right? And so it comes a lot from body language, right? It was, she meets me, am I dressed like a slob? Am I slouching over? Do I smell? Am I like unclean? You know what I mean? It's like, oh, okay, there's a body odor here. or am I, you know, dressed well? Am I, you know,
composed?
Am I smiling?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Do I look awake? Mm-hmm. Do I look alert? Do I look attentive? Right? All those small signals add up to trustworthiness.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody is interested in what you're saying. They're with you mentally. You trust them.
Yes.
And this can happen quickly. Mm-hmm. You can just do that. And you need it quickly to sell. Second thing is clarity of message. Right? Your message has to make sense. And it has to be a positive message too, because you got to keep that trust.
Right.
So you're delivering a negative message. It's not going to work.
Different story.
People are not going to trust you. They're like, oh, I don't like this guy. He's a bummer. Right? So you have to, like, whatever it is, even if it's like, my message is I don't agree with you, it has to be a positive spin.
Mm.
Yes and.
Yes and.
Right? Right.
Those yes and moments.
All right. So if I say to someone, hey, don't hesitate to contact me. That's not clear.
Mm.
That's not building a picture in your mind of how you're going to interact with me next.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's a start. But what you really mean is, hey, give me a phone call on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
What you really mean is, I'm going to send you an email right now and respond to it with your message. You know what I mean? Like a concrete, call me if you need help on the phone, because I'm here for you.
Yeah.
You're building this imagery in their mind. You're painting a picture of you actually picking up the phone and calling me, right?
Yeah.
So it's clarity of message. Speak clearly and don't qualify what you want. By qualify, I mean, you know, say like sometimes or sort of or kind of.
Just.
Don't say that word. Don't say just. Don't ever say just, right? It's the worst. Don't say just. So instead of saying like, you know, hey, just, you know, my services are available, you know, like leaving it kind of open, it's kind of like weak and it's not clear.
Yes.
You'd say to somebody like, I'm selling you a website, for example. When I make this website for you, it will impact your business. It will drive more leads, give your company the presence on the internet that it deserves.
Mm.
Clear. You have a picture in your mind of me giving you the website that you deserve.
Right.
What?
I deserve that.
Way better than, hey, like if you need a website, which is like totally qualified if you need, like what is that? Am I making a pitch or am I just like,
hey, by the way, in passing.
Yeah. It's weak and it's not clear. Right? The message needs to be clear.
Trust, clarity.
Right.
Clear. I like that a lot. It needs to be clear.
Clear. That's number two. Number three was actually the most critical one of the three. So we had trust, clarity, and third is emotional impact.
This one's interesting.
This is interesting. And we talked about this last week a little bit when we were talking about the sales pitch. This is all related. I mean, you can work all of these principles into your sales pitch.
Mm-hmm.
The emotional impact is the big one. 80% of the time, people make decisions based on emotions, even though, you know, they think they're being rational.
It's crazy.
There's where did I hear this story? Oh, a CEO of mine was telling me about this study that sometimes people have had head injuries. And they lost their ability to emote certain ways, and they would study them. These people, when they lose emotional powers, they're much less inclined to make firm decisions.
Crazy.
Yet your emotions help you make all decisions, not just emotional decisions, all of them. You have a hard time making decisions without emotions. And so that's why emotional impact is incredibly important when you're helping somebody to make a decision, when you're helping them when you're trying to sell your idea to them and them to decide that they agree with you, right? So think of the emotional triggers that you have. Think of a recent purchase that you made. How did you picture that purchase would impact your life before you even made that purchase? Did you envision yourself driving, you know, the car, or, you know, placing that furniture in the room? I know where this is going to go. It's going to go in that corner there. It's like a nice table or something. You know, like Did you like oh, this camera is going to be perfect for what I need it for.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You make those decisions based on emotion. Mm-hmm. How am I going to feel after I engage with this thing, right? This idea or this product.
Okay.
And so that story that's in your mind, that vision, comes from somewhere. And if you can do that work as the person who's selling, if you can do that work and attach those ideas to that prospect's desires, attach your idea to what they need, then they themselves, this is cool, then they themselves become the people that are actually trying to get that work done.
Yeah.
It becomes their idea. Mm-hmm. This is how ideas are spread. This is what we call catching the vision.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Emotional impact is what enables people to catch the vision.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what do you have? What tools do you have that will enable you to sell this way? You know, you have like person-to-person talks, maybe. Maybe you don't see them a lot. Maybe it's email or video, you know, like video chat or something. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's like just social influence. If you do your thing well enough, people will hear about it,
mm-hmm.
right? If I socialize my work well enough amongst the circles that I do have influence, it will seep into the consciousness of the organization. This is true. This is true, right? People know who the go-getters are.
Yeah.
Just instinctively, you just kind of, it just like seeps through and seeps up if you're talking about impressing the
right.
the directors, the vice president, or whatever, blah,
mm-hmm,
blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So to implant that image in their mind of them benefiting, you know, whatever you have to give them, that's what you have to do. Whatever tool you have to use. That's the emotional impact. Let them catch the vision. And the last thing we haven't talked about yet, I haven't even mentioned it yet. This is the big one. The lost art of following up.
Following up is so key.
We practice so much about making the pitch. We talk about like how to do this thing, how to do that. But what about following up?
It's the steady flame versus the spark of fire.
Oh my goodness. Preach on.
Pre-John, brother. No, I'm telling you, this is something that I am horrendous at.
You're not good at following up.
Horrendous at following up.
Because, okay, look.
It takes a lot of work. And this is the key, is consistency.
I mouthed those words right when you said them. I was over here going, you guys can't see it, but I was doing this. So here's the thing. What I talked about earlier about how people make emotional decisions,
mm-hmm.
it's also, I mean, that emotion allows them to make that quick decision, but emotion will also leave them as quickly, and they're cold again, right? And so what you do to keep them warm is to follow up with them,
mm-hmm.
right? If you have a good meeting with somebody, let's say you do that elevator pitch, what should you do after that?
Follow up.
Send them an email like, hey, it was great to see you in the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed what you had to share with me. We'll talk soon.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to say, oh, and remember that product that I have to sell. Oh, remember that idea. Can you help me? You don't have to do that.
That's right.
You already left a card on the table. You just need to keep them warm. Keep them. Remember that seven influences, right? Seven times. Exposures.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Seven exposures before they're able to make the decision to buy in to whatever your idea is.
Yeah.
And so you just kind of say, hey, remember, I'm here, I'm alive, and I have this thing that I'm working on or that I offer or whatever it is. So follow up, you'll have a much higher success rate if you just follow up with the people that you're already pitching to. So for me, I'm posting my work to this internal kind of like sharing stuff we have, but that's not enough. I need to keep the people warm. And so how can I do that? I can leave comments on their work. I can reblog. I can reshare the artifact that I share on this thing. You know what I mean? I can send people an email with a link to the thing that I shared. Like there's a lot of options, but the point is socialize, like you said earlier, socializing my work, making it a topic of conversation and treating it like that, like this natural, normal thing. This is what I talk about. This is what I'm about.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm interested in. And my passion is so great. And my interest in you and your needs are so great. Because remember, we've established trust already.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the clarity of our message. We're not just babbling on about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we have this emotional impact. Keeping it warm through follow-up. So
I'm doe-eyed. This is really good.
Everybody, this podcast is as much of a message for me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wrote it and I delivered it, but that doesn't mean I don't need this.
Mm-hmm.
So together, let's do this. Let's get better at socializing our work. Let's get better at selling our ideas mm-hmm. to the stakeholders that we have around us.
I'm in.
Let's do it, man.
I didn't do that. On that note, let me read you a review.
I'm into that. Let's do that. Ugh.
This was really good. I'm
excited now. Like, you know what I'm going to go to work to do? You know what I'm going to do it tomorrow?
You're
going to
go follow up on some things and socialize.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do it.
What's crazy is a lot of people that listen are creatives. You make something, therefore you're designing something.
Yeah.
It's not enough.
Isn't that crazy?
You went to school or you taught yourself how to do the thing.
I got hired because I can design.
Yeah.
But
that's not the thing.
It turns out to be 20% of what I need to do.
Yeah.
Spend 80% of my time marketing my own work to my own people who pay me to do the work.
Who want to know what you're doing.
Holy crap. Isn't this crazy? I'm gonna be honest, it's a little frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
It's just frustratingly perfect.
frustratingly
perfect.
This is number 47.
Mm.
Titled Disturbingly Amazing. Quite appropriate.
It's a good title.
Perfectly.
Frustratingly perfect.
Frustratingly perfect. 5 stars by Chuck_@, left on May 24th, 2016. He says, when you put your earbuds on, you find out that Trav and Los are those typical, humble, wanting to help you type of guys that come around rarely. You know that they've struggled, but they're still ready for more. They failed, and they want to teach you that failing is where the glory comes from. They know how it works, and they give you the tools to find out and learn for yourself rather than just poisoning you with the easy way. Mm. Most importantly, they are accessible, almost like your best friend or maybe the perfect guiding tutor. That's yours to find out. In rare occasions, we find someone that can understand or has walked the path we've walked or maybe the one we want to walk.
That's awesome.
I really like this because this kind of like encapsulates this episode. It's a message of something that we're going through and
yeah.
We have our failures
mm-hmm.
in this right now. Like tomorrow at work, I'm going to be sitting there and be like, man, I suck at socializing.
I
should have followed up. Like, how can I change that?
Uh-huh,
right.
Uh-huh.
And so it's just like, we're learning as we go as well.
Dude, this whole thing, like in order to be a good, creator, it requires constant vigilance.
Yeah.
It's tiring almost.
That's what this is vigilance.
Vigilance.
Socializing and following up is vigilance to your design.
Oh my gosh. That's a good word.
Vigilance.
Constant vigilance. You know what I liked about what he was saying? That we don't, like, forget the way he said it, but like poison him with the easy way.
Mm-hmm.
That was interesting.
That's interesting.
Poison with the easy way. Because, like, you know, how many headlines do you see? Like, 5 simple steps to blah, blah, blah. Like, we're not about that. We're like, look, selling your idea is hard.
Yeah.
It requires constant vigilance.
Yeah.
And it's not easy, but I'm committing myself to be better at it, even a little bit.
But
I'm not going to be perfect.
But if you do these 3 things, your vigilance will increase tenfold.
There you go. Now I can put that on Reddit and win a lot of listeners.
Jeez.
Thanks everyone for listening. It's been such a great night out here in the outdoors in the cantina.
Mm-hmm.
Lois by my side, right in the rails. And you know, we want to hear from you guys. We're at Twitter, Trav and Lois, @TravandLois.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have an Instagram account where we make little videos and have fun. And that's @TravandLois. That's our username.
No way.
Yeah. We also have a website, travandlois.com, where you can hear all of the, you know, backlog of our shows. We have a lot of good stuff on there. Let me ask you, Lois, if you're gonna prescribe an episode to somebody who's just starting to listen, where should they start, or what would be a really good one for them?
Whoa.
Yeah, let me hear your answer for that.
A really good one. I would say this one. This is a really good one.
So if you're gonna start with us, go back to the beginning and listen to the same episode again.
Oh, you mean they've listened to this
one? Well, obviously. I mean, unless they skip to the end and just listen to the goodbyes.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. Doi.
Yeah.
Other than this one, I would say the imposter syndrome one.
Imposter syndrome.
And then that was a strong episode that showcases more of the direction we want to take it, at least when it comes to like rich yeah. delivery of a message.
That was a unique one, mm-hmm. and I liked it too. Mm-hmm. Cool. We also have an email address. Mm. Now, if you want to take out your phone, open up the voice recorder, and record us a little MP3, email that to travandlos@gmail.com. And from time to time, we have episodes where we just, you know, talk to you guys and answer your questions and enjoy your company on the show. It's like you're here. It's great.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to plant a little seed.
Okay.
Here.
Uh-huh.
There's some cool things coming up the pipeline.
Oh, snizzap.
So
look at his face.
So get
you
ready.
You can't see his face.
You can't see
podcast.
It. Get
I
ready.
I can see his face. Trust me. See it. It is a face.
It is a face. There, all right. There's things coming.
Cool. Good night, everyone. Love your faces, too.
I've never seen their faces.
I don't care.